Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
You know, I'm getting emails from all over the world where people are saying the fire of God is coming into their lives and into their homes. And I am so blessed to receive those emails. We come now to part 12 of this amazing series, The Fire of God. And today we come to 2 Thessalonians, the second letter to the church in Thessalonica. 2 Thessalonians and chapter 1. We're going to read from verse 7, and it says this: "And God will provide rest for you when you are being persecuted, and also for us when the Lord Jesus appears from heaven. He will come with his mighty angels in flaming fire, bringing judgment on those who don't know God and on those who refuse to obey the good news of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with eternal destruction, forever separated from the Lord, from his glorious power. When he comes on that day, he will receive glory from his holy people, praise from all who believe, and this includes you, for you believed what we told you about him." A little bit earlier, I was saying nothing can separate us from the love of God, who is in Christ Jesus, revealed through Christ Jesus. Nothing can separate us, I was saying. But right here, you can see how God will be separated from man. Because he will come, Jesus will come with his mighty angels in flaming fire, watch, bringing judgment on those who don't know God and on those who refuse to obey the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right there, we see a warning. We see a warning. Paul is bringing us a warning and saying, look, yeah, you won't be separated from the love of God who is revealed in Christ Jesus. That is, if you have invited Jesus into your heart and into your life. But you will be separated if you don't know him and if you refuse to admit that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then you will be separated. And then when Jesus comes, as he rides on the clouds, arriving at Mount Zion, we will see him. Every eye will see him when he comes. And when he comes, that's when he comes with flaming judgment. In flaming fire, bringing judgment on those who don't know God. Someone wrote to me yesterday and said, is it true? When Jesus comes, it's too late. Is it true? We're seeing the evidence right here. The evidence of it being too late when Jesus comes back. Remember I said in yesterday's broadcast, he's going to come back like a thief in the night. On part 11, I was saying, like a thief in the night will he come. Are we ready? That's what we were looking at on yesterday's broadcast. On yesterday's fire of God. Are we ready? Are we ready? Are we ready? Because if we're not ready, well, there you go. On yesterday's broadcast, I was saying maybe this could be the very last word I bring. It could be. But today could be the last one. I don't know. I have no way of knowing. I do not know, beloved, when Jesus is coming back, and nor do you. Quite often we hear of prophecies where people say, oh, the Lord's coming back on this day. Oh, please give me a break. As soon as I hear that, I just say, please give me a break. Why? Because it doesn't line up with Scripture. Scripture tells us very clearly that only God the Father will know the date and time that Jesus will be coming back. So if anyone brings a prophetic word saying they know, they're talking rubbish because it doesn't line up with Scripture. Simple as that. It is as simple as that. When someone brings me a prophetic word, if it doesn't line up with Scripture, it's not prophetic, it's pathetic. I'll say that again. If it doesn't line up with Scripture, it's not a prophetic word, it's a pathetic word. He will come with his mighty angels. Watch this. In flaming fire, bringing judgment on those who don't know God and on those who don't or refuse to obey the good news of our Lord Jesus. Watch this. And again, this is said in love. This is not said in anger. This is not said in fear-mongering. This is said in love. They will be punished with eternal destruction, forever separated from the Lord and from his glorious power. I cannot think of anything worse. Do you know, as I stop and think, we're told that hell is a fiery pit. We're told that it's burning. We're told that it's a terrible place. Well, you know what? For me, you could take away the fire. You could take away the pain. But if I was separated from my Lord, if my life was separated from my Lord, that would be worse than anything in the world. I cannot live without my Lord Jesus Christ. I cannot live without the Holy Spirit. I cannot possibly survive without God the Father, without my daddy. I can't survive. I cannot, and I will not. I cannot even begin to conceive, as I'm speaking to you now, a world where God isn't. But I know this. I'm going to go to glory. And when I go to glory, I'll be living with him. I'll be living with the Lord Jesus, with my precious friend, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll be living in the presence of the Father and of the Holy Spirit. Just to be in their presence 24 hours a day and just worshiping him and listening to the angels, the choir of angels, as they sing praises and they say, Alpha, Omega. And they cry, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Living in that iconic and beautiful, beautiful place. Living in glory with him, never, ever, ever to be separated from him. And we know that our Lord Jesus Christ is coming back on the clouds. And Paul tells the church in Thessalonica that he's coming in flaming fire to bring judgment. But that fire has an opposite effect for you and for me. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, it has a completely opposite effect. fire. Doesn't bring destruction. It brings creation. It melts down all the rubbish, all the dross, and leaves the pure, refined gold of your soul. That's what it leaves. That wonderful deposit of the Holy Spirit, that is what it leaves. And as I'm bringing you this word now, once again I am sensing that the Holy Spirit is coming with the refining fire into your home, into your heart, into your very being. And as I'm speaking, he's penetrating. Thank you, Lord. But as I'm speaking, I also sense that someone has switched on Worship Radio 247 for the first time, maybe. And you're thinking, what is going on here? What is this about? But something in your heart is stirring. Maybe you haven't even switched on Worship Radio 247. Perhaps you're just listening to the podcast by accident. You've stumbled on it. Somebody sent it to you. I don't know. I have no idea. That isn't important. What is important is you're listening to this word right now. And you're thinking, this is so peaceful. This is so wonderful. But I don't know this Jesus you talk about. But if this Jesus is anything like I'm feeling at the moment, then I want this. So badly do I want this. You're feeling this too. There was a hole in my heart. There was something missing in my life, and I could not put my finger on it. I've searched here and there, high and low. I've looked at esoteric religion, and it has not filled that gap. But right now, I sense that that gap is being filled. Well, you can do something about it right now. You can say these words and have that gap filled permanently and forever. Say these words after me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for the things I have done wrong in my life. I come to you now and ask you to forgive me. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make me brand new. And I promise, I will follow you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for this new life. Thank you, Lord, that I have been reborn. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have said that, then I want to hear from you. Not that I can write back to you. I will write back to you if you want me to, but if you don't want me to, I will not write back. But we will just keep praying for you. Send me an email to studio@worshipradio247247is numbers.org. That's worshipradio247.org. That email address again, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say these words, it
was me. You don't even need to sign it. Just say that, and we will start praying for you. Send it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen.